This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. All this summer, we're airing stories and memories of rural life from those who work the land and grow the food we all eat. My Farm Roots is a collaboration between Harvest Public Media and KUNC.
I'm Donna Vestal, editor of Harvest Public Media. Kelly Hagler is a bright, vivacious young woman building a career in the big city of Chicago. This self-described farmer's daughter moved here a few years ago after graduating from college. I sat down with her in a conference room at her modern office where she talked about her adjustment to city life and the constant pull of her farm roots in Bethany, Missouri. Harvest also traveled to Bethany and chatted with Kelly's father, Rex Hagler, who's also struggling with the transition.
My name is Kelly Hagler. I come from Bethany, Missouri, which is a small town in the northwest corner of Missouri. I work at Chicago Ideas Week as our program and community manager. My dad is a character. He is straight out of a movie. He's this rugged dude with a cut-off plaid shirt, his belt buckle, and his Wranglers, and his cowboy boots, and his Winston light hanging out of his mouth.
My name is Rex Hagler. I've been farming since 1971. It's been a blast. Kelly is my daughter. She's my second daughter. Sarah Jean's my first daughter.
You knew that if you overslept for 15 minutes, he was going to kick that door open and tell you to get your ass out of bed. And so we never really got a chance to sleep in. And, like, if you did, I mean, he would just berate you the rest of the day, and you would be, like, doing the worst chores. Castrating calves with him, it's never fun.
My girls was always, it just seemed like they was always ready for the concrete jungle. They would help me some. They would haul big bales of hay for me with the tractors. I think it's been pretty hard for me to let Kelly go.
The windows were always open, so you heard everything. You know, you hear the frogs in the pond and the bugs trying to get into your screen window and the coyotes outside and all the rustling outside that always made me think somebody was out there. But it was the quiet, too. Like, it's the eerie quiet that's there now that you do not have here. Like, there's no quiet here. I live right off of a big street in Chicago, so, and it's right off a bus stop. You hear the bus, and you hear drunk people outside, and you hear, like, homeless people, and it's great, but it's so different. You stay at home for 3 days, and you're like, this is eerie. This is too quiet. I can't sleep here anymore. Then you go back to Chicago, and it's like, that noise is finally back, and then you're, you know, it sets in again, like, well, actually, this is too loud. Like, I need to go home for a little bit. So it's that constant pull between these two places.
I know when she left, she says, Dad, I've got to do this. I've made my mind up. I've got to do this. I've got to go to Chicago. 21 or 22, you just don't say, well, you are not doing that. You got to let loose the reins sometime, you know, let the reins drop and see where the horse takes you, you know. That's what Kelly did. She pretty well done it on her own.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can hear other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.